Then Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you should follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and He will forgive for you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you really love Allah. تُحِبُّونَ is from the root letters ha, ba, ba. And hub means love. It is said that mahabba is the inclination of the nafs to that which a person finds very amazing, or a person finds an amazing quality within it. So for example, you see something, it has a very nice color, or it tastes very good, it has a beautiful fragrance. You see someone, and the way they speak, the way they talk, it's very impressive. So what is mahabba? The inclination of the nafs to that which a person finds impressive, to that in which a person finds some kamal, some perfection, some quality, some good characteristic. This is what mahabba is. So if you love Allah, meaning if you truly love Allah, if you claim to love Allah, then obviously what's going to happen? When you love something, you're drawn towards it. So if you love Allah, you are going to be drawn towards Him. And in that process, what are you going to do? All of your focus, all of your attention is going to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah. And you're going to focus on staying away from anything that Allah disapproves of. So if you love Allah, if you claim to love Allah, then prove your love. Show your love. Just saying that you love is not enough. You have to show it. And how are you going to show that you love Allah? فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you should follow me. Follow who? Follow the Prophet ﷺ. Because the ayah says, قُلْ, meaning, O Prophet ﷺ, you tell the people that if you claim to love Allah, then prove it. How? By following me. Meaning by following the Prophet ﷺ. It is said that this ayah was revealed because when the Prophet ﷺ invited the Bani Israel, the Jews of Medina, to accept Islam, they said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ, we are the children of Allah, وَأَحِبَّاءُ, and we are those whom Allah loves, therefore we don't need to follow you. Allah already loves us. We are already His chosen ones. Allah loves us. And obviously, when you claim that somebody loves you, love is both sided. So He loves us and we love Him. Then this ayah was revealed, that if you claim to love Allah, then you must follow the Prophet ﷺ. It is also said, some companions, they said that we love our Lord. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hubban shadidan, intense love. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to make a sign for them so that they would know that Allah also loves them. That if you say that you love Allah and you're doing so much to please Allah, to make Allah happy, then what's the sign that Allah also loves you? The sign is that you will follow the sunnah of the Prophet. فَاتَّبِعُونِ, that you will follow the sunnah of the Prophet. If we look at this ayah, Allah says, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, it's a condition. إِن is what? A shart. If you claim to love Allah. Remember that claiming something, saying something is always easy. Making a claim is always easy. But when somebody says something, when somebody makes a claim, it's not necessary that they are true in their claim. They are sincere in their claim. Therefore, Allah puts a condition. If you claim to love Allah, then you have to follow the Prophet. And notice the word for following is ittiba'. Ittiba' is from taba'in. And ittiba' is to follow someone closely, such that you follow every footstep of theirs. The way they went, you go the exact same way. The way they spoke, you speak the exact same way. The actions they did, you do the exact same actions. This is what ittiba' is. And ittiba' also gives a sense of following someone without being commanded. Meaning one is to do something, one is to listen to someone. Why? Because they've told you about something. For example, somebody tells you, bring me a glass of water. So they've given you an instruction. And what do? You follow them. But ittiba' is that they haven't even said anything to you, but still you follow them. For example, you leave the house and it's understood that your children are going to come with you. Do you tell them every time, come, let's go? Sometimes you say, come, let's go. But other times it's understood you have to go. So your stepping out of the door means that they have to follow you as well. They don't have to be instructed every time. So ittiba' is to follow someone without being commanded, without being instructed. This is what ittiba' is. Without hearing the words of instruction. Just do what they have done. That is to follow someone very closely. That do exactly what they have done. If they have gone out this door, you go out this door, not the other door. So, if you claim to love Allah, then you should follow the Prophet. Why follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because whatever he did, or whatever he said, whatever he instructed, whatever he advised, was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's directives. What do we learn in Surah An-Najm? وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He does not speak out of his own desire, out of his own whims. So if he has done something, and if he has commanded you of something, it is based on what? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. It is based on revelation. It is based on that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. So this is why you should follow him. And following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam includes four things. That how does a person do ittiba' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In four ways. First of all, in aqidah, in belief. That he believes in what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believes in. Remember the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah? آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the believers also believe in the same that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believes in. So, whatever sharia the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, whatever commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believed in, and he taught us that we must also believe in that. Ittiba' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following him, includes believing in the same way, in the same manner, in the same things, in the same concepts, in the same beliefs. So ittiba' first of all includes in aqidah. Secondly, in qawl, in statements. That following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also in speech, in statements. That whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we don't add to that. We don't delete anything of that. Whatever he narrated to us, we don't edit it in any way. Whatever Quran he conveyed to us, we don't edit it in any way. We don't alter it in any way. In the manner of his speech, the way that he spoke, we speak in a similar way. Whatever he told us to speak, we speak that. Thirdly, in fi'l, in amal, in action. What does that mean? That whatever actions the Prophet ﷺ performed, we perform the same actions. Take the example of salah, or the example of hajj. In salah, how do we perform the salah? In the manner that the Prophet ﷺ performed. We don't add any new actions, we don't take any actions out. That is what ittiba' is, to follow exactly the way the Prophet ﷺ prayed. And also in qawl, because qawl is included in salah, that you say the dua that is masnoon. You recite that surah in the salah which is masnoon. For example, the Prophet ﷺ in the sunnah prayers of Fajr and Maghrib. In the first rak'ah he would recite Surah Al-Kafirun. In the second rak'ah he would recite Surah Al-Ikhlas. So what is ittiba'? That you follow the Prophet ﷺ in the way that he performed the salah, that you perform two rak'ah sunnah. And you, in qawl also, you do what he did. So first of all, in aqidah, secondly, in qawl, thirdly, in fi'l, and fourthly, in tark. What does tark mean? To leave something. So whatever the Prophet ﷺ left, whatever he did not pay attention to, whatever he disregarded, whatever he ignored, we also leave that. You know, many times when it comes to doing righteous actions, people invent their own ways. If the Prophet ﷺ left it, and he did not command us to do that, he did not tell us to do that, who are we to invent these things? If he left it, we should leave it too. So, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, so follow me. Meaning, follow the way, the method, the creed of the Prophet ﷺ. The actions, the ways, the words of the Prophet ﷺ. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. And following the Prophet is a condition for the acceptance of a person's claim that he loves Allah. What is love? It is a strong emotion that draws you towards that which you love, towards whom you love. The one whom you love, the thing that you love, you want to spend time with it, you want to spend time with him, you want to enjoy their company. And in this process, what does a person do? He naturally leaves that which takes him away from what a person loves. For example, you love to do a particular action. You love to watch TV, for example. You love to watch a particular show, or you love to check your email. What are you going to do? Are you going to spend time standing in the kitchen or going out? No. You're going to leave everything else and focus on what? Focus on your beloved. Focus on the one whom you love. Now, the way that takes us to Allah, the way that takes us to the pleasure of Allah, is which way? The way that He has taught us. And what is that way that He has taught us? Through who? Through the Prophet ﷺ. Which is why his way is Uswatun Hasana. It's the best way. It's a beautiful example. It's the way of life. It's the way of ibadah. It's the way of action, of word, of speaking, that takes us to the pleasure of Allah. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is what is required of us, that we must follow it in order to prove our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person will follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a result, what's going to happen? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will also love you. Because imagine, you love someone and they don't love you. Just imagine. How would that be? Such love is a punishment for a person. Such love is a torment for a person. It's a torture. They love someone and they don't love him back. It's a torture. For example, we learn of these two people, Barira and her ex-husband, who was Mughith. Both of them were slaves. They were married to one another, but they were slaves. And Barira, when she was freed, that meant that she is also freed of her marriage to Mughith. But Mughith loved her. And it is said that he would go following her around the marketplace throughout Medina, crying and weeping that, "Don't leave me, please don't leave me." And she had no interest in him, absolutely no interest in him, because she had been freed and she didn't like him anymore, she didn't want him anymore, to the point the Prophet ﷺ requested Barira that, "Just stay with him, he loves you so much, he's going crazy, stay with him." And what did she say? That, "Is this your command?" And he said, "No." She said, "If it's your command, then sam'an wa ita'a," meaning then I will hear and obey. But if it's your advice, if it's your shafa'a, if your intercession, if it's your request, then I have no interest in him. So this love that Mughith had for Barira, it was like torture for him. Because he loved her, but she would not love him back. But look at this, that if you truly love Allah, and if you prove your love to Allah, how? By following the Prophet ﷺ. Then as a result, Allah will also love you. Allah will also love you. And remember that in this dunya, it's possible that we love someone so much, and we do so much to please them, but they just don't love us. They just don't like us. But love for Allah, true love for Allah, wins love of Allah. In this dunya, you love someone, their loving you in return is not guaranteed. But when you love Allah, and you sincerely love Allah, when you truly love Allah, then Allah's love is also guaranteed, because Allah says, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. When? When you follow the Prophet ﷺ. And also, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive for you your sins. Zunub is a plural of them. So there are two benefits that are mentioned over here of following the Prophet ﷺ. What are they? That first of all, Allah will love you. And secondly, your sins will be forgiven. We see that everybody claims to love Allah. People who are very righteous and people who are not even that righteous. "I love God." Similarly, there are people who are Muslims and there are people who are non-Muslim. Jews, Christians, Muslims, everybody claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But does Allah just accept their love just because they say that they love Allah? No. There is a condition. He wants proof. He wants some evidence. He wants some proof that you truly love Him. And what is that proof? What is that evidence that you love him? Doing ittiba of the Prophet. In the dunya, when you love someone, what do? You follow them. For example, people go online, they Google their name. Okay, what are they doing these days? Are they online? Are they mentioned somewhere? They become their fans. They start following them. They follow them on different social networking websites. That's what people do in this dunya. They hear that they have also joined this network. What do? They go and become their friend. This is what happens in the dunya. When you love someone, you automatically start following them. You don't even realize and you're following them. You're doing those things that they like. You're doing those things that they do. So if you claim to love Allah, how is it that you're not going to do something that Allah likes, that Allah approves of? What is the way that Allah approves of? The way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you claim to love Allah and you don't follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your claim is not true. Your claim is only true when you're following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see that it hasn't been said that if you love me, then love my messenger. The condition is that if you love me, follow the messenger. Because following means that you love the messenger and you also love me. True love is what? Obedience. True love isn't following someone. Not just saying that I love you, I love you. For example, if a child says to the mother, I love you, and the mother says, okay, bring me a glass of water. And he says, no. Is that love? No. Actions speak louder than words, which is why it's ittiba', that you follow. You prove it through your actions, through your faith, through your qawl, through your amal, through your tarq. You prove that you really love Allah through the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you about. And we see that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them, they loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they also did ittiba'. They didn't just claim that they loved the Prophet. They loved Allah. But they actually followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They followed him in the way that he stood up, in the manner that he spoke, in the manner that he walked, in the manner that he prayed, to the point that some of the companions, they would even, for example, unbutton one of the buttons of their shirts. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ had his button open when he said that particular statement. This is how closely they followed the Prophet. And what do we say? Oh, is this a sunnah? Is it mu'akkad or ghayr mu'akkad? But if you really love Allah, then you're not going to care about, or your concern is not going to be, okay, should I pray these four sunnahs or should I leave them? Because your goal is what? That you wish to speak to Allah. You wish to pray to Allah. And then you will automatically follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So here, we have been given a criteria that analyze yourself. How much do you love Allah? Your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be proven through your ittiba' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is sunnah a part of your life? The more sunnah is a part of your life, the more you love Allah. The scholars, they call this ayah ayatul mihna. What does mihna mean? A test. So this ayah is basically a test. It tells you where you stand. How much love you have for Allah, it tells you. Because you can say all the time that you love Allah, but if you don't prove it by following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your claim is false. So this ayah is ayatul mihna. It tells you about the level of your love for Allah, because that correlates with following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see that Sahal ibn Abdullah, he said, "Alamatu hubbillahi hubbul Qur'an." The sign of the love of Allah is the love of Qur'an. If you claim that you love Allah, then you will love the Qur'an. Why? Because Qur'an is the kalam of Allah. It's the words of Allah. It's the book of Allah. It's what Allah has said to you. وَعَلَامَةُ حُبِّ الْقُرْآنِ حُبُّ النَّبِيِّ. And the sign of the love of the Qur'an is the love of the Prophet ﷺ. Do you actually love the Qur'an? Do you really love the Qur'an? What is going to show you? Your love for the Prophet ﷺ. وَعَلَامَةُ حُبِّ النَّبِيِّ حُبُّ السُّنَّةِ. And the sign of the love of the Prophet ﷺ is the love of the Sunnah. Because many people, they claim to love the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they don't actually follow. So the sign of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what? The love of the sunnah. Is following the sunnah a burden? Or is it something that you love to do, you enjoy doing? The sign of love of the sunnah is love of the next world. And the sign of love of the next world is dislike for this world. The sign of dislike for this world is that you do not store up any of it except for provision and what you need to arrive safely in the next world. That you don't get lost in the dunya. Your focus remains the akhirah. Remember that love brings obedience. Love, what does it do? It brings obedience. If you love someone, you will obey them. Definitely you will obey them. Once it was said, لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If your love was true, then you would have obeyed him. Obeyed who? لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If your love was true, you would have obeyed your beloved. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. Indeed, the person who loves, he is obedient to the one whom he loves. What is it that proves your love? Your actions. What is it that proves your love for Allah? Your actions. Which actions? أعمال الصالحات. And which ones are those? Those that are done out of sincerity for Allah. And secondly, according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. Follow the Prophet ﷺ. As a result, يحببكم الله. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And He will also forgive you your sins. This is something so important. Following the sunnah brings the love of Allah. It also brings forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith which tells us, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah loves a slave, He calls Jibreel and He says, I love so and so, so you should also love him. And then Jibreel loves him. Then Jibreel announces in the heavens saying, Allah loves so and so, so love him. Then the inhabitants of the heavens, meaning the angels, they also love him. And then the people on the earth also love him. So when a person follows the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, there are many benefits. Many, many benefits. First of all, Allah will love him. Secondly, the creation of Allah will also love him. And there is also forgiveness for that person. So whoever wants forgiveness, whoever wants that others should love him, most importantly, Allah should love him, what should he do? Follow the sunnah. If you look at it, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is such that it automatically develops good relationships. It automatically invites the love of other people. For example, the Prophet ﷺ always smiled. Smiling is a major sunnah. Obviously, if you smile at someone, what's going to happen? They're going to smile back at you. Maybe it's going to spark a conversation. And maybe you're going to tell them about something that they will enjoy or they will benefit from. Or the other person is going to tell you something that's going to console you. It's possible. But it begins how? Following one sunnah. One small sunnah. Just smiling at the other person. And I remember I was reading a book once on how to win friends and influence people by Dale Carnegie. And one of the main things that he said was smile. And I was thinking, when you smile at people, obviously, people are going to be attracted towards you. People are going to pay attention to you. They're going to get easily influenced. But if you do it with the intention of following the sunnah, there's benefits in this dunya, okay, fine. But the main benefit is what? Allah's love. So, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. And as a result of that, the creation of Allah is also going to love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. Why is this mentioned over here? وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is forgiving to who? To those who did not previously follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And now when they will follow, Allah will forgive them for the wrong that they did before, or for their having not followed the Prophet ﷺ. So the Jews claimed, we love Allah, or Allah loves us. What does Allah say? Prove your claim by following the Prophet ﷺ. And following the Prophet ﷺ means in Aqeedah as well, that believe in what he has brought. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ, say, obey Allah, وَالرَّسُولُ, and obey the messenger as well. أَطِيعُ is from طَا وَاوْ عَيْنُ, from the word إِطَاعَ. And what does إِطَاعَ mean? To obey someone willingly. Notice, the other word was إِتِّبَاعُ. إِتِّبَاعُ is to follow, and إِطَاعَ is to obey. You follow someone without their telling you to do something. But إِطَاعَ, you obey someone when they tell you to do something. It is to follow an instruction, to accept a command. And always, ita'a is done out of willingness, out of happiness, not as a burden. It is done how? Out of willingness. That a person willingly, happily follows a command of the other. He fully accepts it, and he follows it. So, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ, say that you should obey Allah. Who else should you obey? وَالرَّسُولُ, and also the messenger. So doing ittiba' of the messenger is important, and doing ita'a of the messenger is also important. Both of them have been commanded to us by Allah. And what does Allah say over here? أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ, obey Allah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, then if they turn away, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ, then indeed Allah does not like those people who are kafirin. Kafirin is a plural of kafir. Who is kafir? One who does kufr. What type of kufr is this over here? It depends on who, what the person is abandoning of the ittibar and ita'a of the Prophet ﷺ. If a person does not do ittibar of the Prophet, then who is he? He's obviously not a believer, because he's not following the Prophet ﷺ in aqidah. He doesn't believe in the Quran. He doesn't believe in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So obviously, he is of those who are mentioned over here, that لا يحب الكافرين, Allah does not like those people who disbelieve. But if there is a person who is a believer, who follows the Prophet ﷺ in aqidah, but in fi'l, in qawl, what does he do? He doesn't follow him exactly, or he doesn't follow him precisely. He leaves some major sunan, or he ignores some. What does Allah say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Those who do not obey Allah and the Messenger, those who don't follow the Messenger, Allah does not like such people. Allah does not like them. So you can claim all you want that you love Allah, but if you don't prove your love, Allah is not going to love you. You have to prove your love to win the love of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is a hadith that is mentioned in Al-Bukhari, that كُلُّكُمْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ, all of you are going to enter Jannah. إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى, except for the one who refused. The companions asked, قَالُوا وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, who is it who refuses, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, the one who obeys me, then he will enter Jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى, and whoever disobeys me, then in fact he has refused. Then in fact he has refused. Meaning a person who disobeys the command of the Prophet ﷺ. So قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ, obey Allah and the Messenger. Many times we say, it's only important to obey Allah, to follow the Quran. The Sunnah, it's not important. The Hadith, you don't have to believe in it, you don't have to follow it. Many people say that. But we should look at all of the verses of the Quran. What does Allah say over here? Obey Allah and the Messenger. Both are important. And whoever turns away from either obeying Allah or obeying the Messenger, then Allah does not like such a person. Recitation?
قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ.
So everybody's ittiba' of the Prophet ﷺ is different. Everybody does the ittiba' of the Prophet ﷺ at a different level. And what is it that determines that level? It's the love of Allah. The more you love Allah, the more you will follow the Prophet ﷺ. Because if you think about it, Once a person loves Allah, he is concerned about his akhirah. What is he going to refer to? The book of Allah. What do I have to do? And then to understand the book of Allah, he's going to look at the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? What did he do? What did he say? So, love of Allah leads to following the sunnah. And a person will follow the sunnah as much as he loves Allah. So, if a person follows the sunnah, what does that show? That he loves Allah. The more he follows, the more he loves. The less he follows, the less he loves. Remember, it is related. It is exactly the same. Your love of Allah determines your following the sunnah, and your following the sunnah determines your love for Allah. And if we don't follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, if we don't do what he did, if we don't do what he liked, what he preferred, then how do we expect that we will be with him in Jannah? Or we will be in the same company as him? So basically, an action that is approved by Allah, or an action that is approved by someone whom you love, automatically what are you going to do? You're going to do that action. The way of the Prophet was the way that Allah approved of. And if you truly love Allah, automatically you're going to follow that. For example, children in a kindergarten class, what do they do? If one child makes a card for the teacher and gives it, and the teacher shows a lot of appreciation for the child, immediately what do the other children do? Everybody does the same thing. And sometimes they do the exact same thing. Why? To win the love of the teacher. Why? Because it's that action that was approved by the teacher. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the kindness of Allah, that Allah has shown to us through a human being, what is it that he loves? What way is it that he loves? So that we can follow that, we can do that, and we can gain his love. This is the ra'fa of Allah. Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad. Allah is most affectionate towards his servants. And for example, you eat sitting on a chair at a dining table. Is it contrary to the deen? Is it? It's not. But the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah was what? To sit on the floor and eat. If you do that, it's much closer to the sunnah. And if you will do that, it will show more love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you are sitting at the dining table and eating, I mean, there's no sin in that. As long as it's not against the deen, as long as it does not contradict the teachings of the deen, it's permissible. But basically what this ayah is telling us is, the more you love Allah, the more you will follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So basically the means should not become the goal. That many times in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people, they exceed limits and they ignore that they were actually following him so that they could get the love of Allah. So the means should not become the goal. When it comes to winning the love of a particular person, we try so hard, we experiment so many things, we make mistakes, we make so many errors, we make a fool of ourselves, but getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is so merciful that He has Himself told us as to what we should do. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses from the beginning.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَّعْدُودَاتٍ وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون فكيف إذا جمعناهم ليوم لا ريب فيه ووفيت كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاه ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله ويعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله على كل شيء قدير يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته